Marius. En iedereen gelijk hartelijk welkom te heten. En die grace en in nomen des Heren Jezus Christus. Welkom hier. En mijn naam is Peter Berg, we zijn van de Steinbach Gegend. En het heeft ons een vrijheidje met u te zijn hier in Winkler. Samen wordt de aanleidingswoord, greetings, wil ik het Hebreeën 10 lezen. Een beetje van vers 22 tot 24, ik wil bloos wat afsnitten doornemen. Laat ons noodtrekken, draw near, waar ons noderen naar hem heren, mijn true en hart. Vers 23 vangt aan met laat ons vasthouden aan ons geloven. Laat ons vasthouden aan ons geloven. We hebben verschillende dingen van je reed. Je hebt Samarius en het leven is niet helemaal leicht. En er wordt alle en er zijn vele dingen wat in de wereld verjaard om ons. En er zijn dingen dan maakt er manchmal schwor. Hij zegt hier, wel we vasthouden aan ons geloven. Vers 24 fangt aan met, wel we aan een en de ander denken. Consider one another, to provoke unto love, dat we de lijf opereren doen. Dat we dat lijf, dat het was deed in onze maat. En vers 24, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves, of we niet de verzameling, wat zegt hij op Deutsch? Dat we niet helemaal topkomen in de kerk. En het gaat iedereen hier te zijn, en dat is gelijk wat we hier doen, dat we hier zijn topgekomen, in Gottes huis, gemeenschap te vleien, en we willen de Heren danken, loven, en prijzen. Zo wel we met een gebed aanvangen. We danken die Heer voor die genade, hoe die best met ons hier en onze maat. En help ons Heer, zoals we je leest hand hier, aan ons geloven vast te houden aan die. Er zijn zo veel wat in de wereld romanceert en veel zware dingen niet en zwaar te verstaan. Maar we danken die dat u bent met ons en ook in ons leven als we alle woorden de rest niet hebben zoals het is weer. Onze kracht is niet door en vele andere dingen. Maar u bent niet helemaal door. We zijn dank zijn. Dus we bidden die zegen en onze aandacht. Bid voor die weer dat u wist mij helpen te reden. En we willen die prijzen. In Jezus' naam. Amen. We willen met leider aanvangen, bitte.
Mijn God, nu is het weer morgen. Nummer 367.
Wachen an 212, Schafet, Schafet, Menschen, Kinder. Number 212.
Schafet, Schafet, Menschen, Kinder. Schafet,
dass ihr Fleisch vom Fleisch
Dank zijn voor de leider. Werd bekonder. Ik zie ook meerdere jaar ik in de verzengerbank gezeten en heb me schijn gegaan. En toen aanvang, dan zong ik ook iets uit je zangboek. You know, I miss that. I like to sing out of the zangboek. En veel schijne leider door. Ik denk zo ver kunnen mijn grootvader. Hij zat ver kunnen in de living room. En hij las en zien je zangboek. Vlijk zong hij ook, ik weet niet. En zo veel van die leider, dat zijn je beter. Dat zijn je beter. En dat zijn je schreven van het geloven en wat een ziel is, een Heren. En dit leidt het reed, ik zag dat iedermaal reed van genood. Genood. En ik wens, ik wist weer dat je schreven had over een schriftje, en ik weet dat je schreven had over. Hij zegt dat, wat is hier? En ons steht zin, in de derde vers, in euch nog zindig steckt. Aber red ook van de genood. Dat Gottes Gnadenkraft nur allein das Gute schafft, Kraft, wat er zijn genood kent. Zo is wat Gott voor ons steht. Wie Kraft hand, hij is der, wer ons leider der, dat kennen we niet in ons zelfs, maar dat komt door God en zijn kracht. Zo dankzij. Ik wil wat metteilen uit de eerste Petrus, kapitel 2. En ik las hier, niet zo zeer lang terug, morning devotions. En ik dacht, hier zijn wat dingen ik wil gelijk metdelen met anderen ook. Hier is de Petrus, kapitel 2, vers 2. Het says, as newborn babes desire the sincere milk of the word, that you may grow thereby. Zo is de kleine kinga, de little babies. Die drinken de muttermalk. En de wasser doet erg. Zo Petrus hij brukt het als een example, een bispel. You know, de little babies, die willen drinken, maar de wasser ook. En hij zegt, wie willen ook wasser, wo doet dat? Door Gottes woord. Dat is de grote poort van, door God en zijn woord, was wie. Wij zeggen, desire the milk, dat we hadden een streven, een verlangen. Heb je een verlangen naar het woord? Go we iedere dag in God zijn woord naar om te lezen. Ik weet voor alle mensen het niet leicht. Alle kennen niet goed lezen en dat is zoals het is. Maar we kennen ook de schrift. On an audio Bible or a CD or a tape or on your cell phone, Kevin, de Bibel kreeg wat een deed het voor ons lezen, dan Kevin zo harsje. Maar heb je een verlangen naar het woord? En dat kent niet voor zelfs. We moeten op Engels zeggen intentional. Ik weet niet hoe ik wat zij op teach. We moeten een decision maken, we worden het doen. We kunnen niet zeggen, wanneer ik lot aan mijn tijd ha, wanneer ik doe nog feilen doe, nee, dan passiert het vielleicht niet. Passiert het almost niet. Maar dat is wichtig, dat we wassen doen in hem Herrn. Een grote poort is dat we regular in het woord nemen, in Gottes woord. Lezen en beden. En ik heb het pas van wie een tiet. Toto, zo'n tiet. Samaris of zovens, dan neem ik de schrift. Door ik lezen. We moeten dat, het is important, we moeten dat es steht in Tithan für dort. Das passiert nicht. Und aber wir schwachen ans geistliche Leben, wenn wir nicht nur Gott ans Norderdown. So desire the milk of the word, that ye may grow to Yvossadown. Vers 3 sagt, if so be ye have tasted that the Lord is gracious, when ye dat geschmeckt habt, that God is good. Das ist eine Vers in der Psalm 34, Vers 8. So ich sage das selbst jetzt. Psalm 34, Vers 8. O taste and see that the Lord is good. Schmeckt und sei, wo Gott der Herr ist. Schmeckt und sei. Das ist der Herr Gott. Das ist der Herr Gott. Hei ist Gott. Habe ich das geschmeckt? So von was er hier redet hat. Blessed is a man that trusteth in him. Gesegnet ist der, was sein Taufetrüen ab Arm stahle hat. Und er regt nicht Tau, bloß dort vielleicht an der Älteren, hat uns die Kirche genommen, damit wir jetzt uns selbst, was wir nicht dem Herrn tragen, nodern. Und wir sehen ein gutes Beispiel davon in 1. Samuel 3. Bekannte Geschichte, 1. Samuel 3. Der Prophet Samuel, wie sehr jung, als er anfängt, in der Sanctuary, in der Tabernacle, zu dienen. Wie sehr jung. So hier ist Samuel 3 und vorscheint, und der Kind Samuel hat dient dem Herrn für Eli wie der hohe Priester. Und das Wort Gottes wie precious, wie wenig, eine hielt nicht viel und Gottes Wort und der Deo. No open vision. Und es passiert, und er sieht, als Eli sich durchgelegt hat zu schlupfen. Seine Uhr war der schwach, kann nicht gut sein. Eier der Lamp, the Lamp of God, eier der Uting, der Vier. In der Tempel des Herrn wurde Ark Vier. Und Samuel hat sich auch durchgelegt. Und sagt, und der Herr raubt Samuel. Und Samuel sagt, hier ist Jack. Und er ran an Eli und sagt, ach, sieh hier, du raubst. Und Eli sagt, nee, ich raub dich nicht. Go lei do. So er jenken lädt sich an. Und dann raubt der Herr weiter. Samuel. Samuel stand up and jinkt am Eli and said, Hiziak, die hast mich geraubt. Nee, hei said, ich raub die nicht, go lie die do. Und dann sei interessante Farsch hier, Farsch 7. Samuel wist noch nicht der Herr. Samuel did not yet know the Lord. Neither was the word of the Lord yet revealed unto him. Das Wort des Herrn wie noch nicht offenbart für ihn. Aber Samuel hat wie im Tempel oder in der Tabernakel wie hei dein Gott tue, hei dein, so sei kann. Aber das sagt, hei wiss der Herr nicht. Sie, das ist eine Eingescheid. Das ein Ding bloß in der Kirche zu sein, andere Ding ist der Herr zu kennen. Und das wie auch mit Samuel. Hei wie du in der Tabernakel, aber er kann der Herr noch nicht. Vers 8, und der Herr raubt Samuel zum dritten Mal. Und er stand up und jinkte Eli und sagte, Hiziak, du hast mich geraubt. Und Eli perceived, einmal wisst er, der Herr raubt Samuel. Das ist der Herr, was er raubt hat. Und dann sagt Eli zu Samuel, nächstes Mal, Okay, go lie down, lady doll, and when he did a water open it and say, Red har, din knecht hiet. Speak, Lord, thy servant heareth. So we thank a fjachan on Eli and the fehler what I muk, I did seen a youngest nich. He wasn't stern enough with them. I like toffel gone. But here's Ivy Eli, I didn't say a very wise thing. When the Herod opened it, Zyblos, read her, ak harsh. Speak, Lord, thy servant heareth. And I can tell us in your bay dot, we kunna uk fendio broka. And we am your bed gone and the shref lays it down. You cannot bait us. Speak, Lord. You know what? Here, what has to meet his eye? What so like you eat lira? What has to me? What has, sorry, what has to me lira? And that's what I did. I said, Samuel, that's what you is Osiah. Speak, Lord. So Samuel he yinkvara and laid the khan, and the hair calm and stunt and roped host on the teat. Samuel, Samuel, and Samuel on food. Read her. Din knecht hiet. And I invite people to hear and message call for Eli and Israel, what a pasira would. And we'll also tell you what it name. Well, wichtig dort ist, dass wir selbst zum Herrn kommen. Nicht, dass wir auf andere ans Verlotte down, aber dass wir selbst zum Herrn kommen, am Gebet und ans Hanjewe down und sei red her, ak harsch. Und auch wenn wir dem Herrn kicken down für seine Lehrung. Und dort ist, wo wir was down, wenn wir drei gehen und wo ich lost am Anfang. Vers 3, du in 1. Petrus 2. So be ye have tasted that the Lord is gracious. When ye zelts, when ye schmeicht han, that the Herr is gut. Not as me invention ye bet, that we all jede dag nam Herrn komme, and jede molden dag, we do nam Herrn komme, für sin Kraft, sin Lehrung. I have wieder gone of Elvins to me bade when you back hot ein. There's a fairly prayer request when you have been bulletin kicker down to hang on the hangers to blot. But me were to frag to how can this ein prayer request matteile. For Margarita Friesen, they send an Altenham in Paraguay. And Sarah Harder's mom, Sarah and George and Sarah. Say licht to along and thus George me said I sit so the corny store. And at the hair are built with Nahis Hola and we've all that and got seen a hang lota was they thanks through for your bed that we would for our bed that you know the hair would matter then and our boat Nahis Hola. So for that and for under a prayer request that we hunt. Wir wünschen dem Herrn wenden, wann sie knallen. Der Herr höre unsere Gebete und sei uns gnädig.
Take your blue books, turn to page 120. Work for the night is coming. Number 120, can we stand, please?
For that song. Good reminder to continue to work for the Lord. Continue serving Him. I'd like to continue here in 1 Peter 2, where we were before already. We read verse 2 and 3. It says, as newborn babes, desire the sincere milk of the word that ye may grow thereby. If so be ye have tasted that the Lord is gracious. So just a thought how we grow through God's word and go through prayer. So many ways God teaches us, and such a big part of it is through being in God's word. Now I'd like to go on to verse 4. It says, to whom coming as unto a living stone, disallowed indeed of men, but chosen of God and precious. So as I was reading that, you know, very often there's certain phrases, certain words that kind of pique my interest. What does he mean by this? What does he mean by that? And we're familiar with this part. It talks about the stone disallowed or rejected of men. Jesus mentioned that, you know, to the Pharisees, how he was a stone rejected of men. There's verses about that. I don't have that in front of me here. I was thinking about that. He says, as unto a living stone. You know, we read about different things in Scripture referred to as living, but this is the only place that I could at least find where it talked about a living stone, like in verse 4 and verse 5. So what is a living stone? We read about living water. You know, Jesus used that expression. And we see that in John chapter 4. We'll look at just a little bit of that story. In John chapter 4, Jesus was traveling to Galilee. If you read verse 3, he left Judea and departed again into Galilee, and he must needs go through Samaria. And I read in my notes, so my study notes, it said that, you know, the devout Jews, when they wanted to go to Galilee, they would, from the Jerusalem area, they would first head east, cross the Jordan River, then go north alongside on the east side, so they could avoid Samaria. And then once they got far enough north, they would cut across the river, and then they were in Galilee. But Jesus didn't. He went through Samaria, because that's more direct. Plus, he had a mission. He had something he was doing there. He had someone to reach out to, many people to reach out to, in fact. But in this chapter, we read about one person he reached out to. And we know the story. We've heard it before, how he met a Samaritan woman at the well there. Verse 6, Jacob's well was there, and Jesus, therefore, being wearied with his journey, sat thus on the well, and it was about the sixth hour. It was about noon. And there cometh a woman of Samaria to draw water. And Jesus saith unto her, give me to drink. For his disciples were gone away into the city to buy meat or to get food. And saith the woman of Samaria unto him, how is it that thou, being a Jew, asketh drink of me, which am a woman of Samaria? For the Jews have no dealings with the Samaritans. She was puzzled. You know, men wouldn't talk to women very easily, especially not to a Jewish man, to a Samaritan woman. That was, maybe we'd call it unheard of. And she's curious, how come you're talking to me? And he got right to the point, verse 10. Jesus answered and said unto her, if thou knewest the gift of God, and who it is that saith to thee, give me to drink, thou wouldest asked of him, and he would have given thee living water. Here it is, living water. What is living water? She's right away is curious. And the woman saith unto him, sir, thou hast nothing to draw with, and the well is deep. From whence then hast thou that living water? Art thou greater than our father Jacob, which gave us the well, and drank thereof himself and his children and his cattle? Jesus answered and said unto her, whosoever drinketh of this water shall thirst again. But whosoever drinketh of the water that I shall give him shall never thirst. But the water that I shall give him shall be in him a well of water, springing up into everlasting life. And the woman saith unto him, sir, give me this water that I thirst not, neither come hither to draw. So she wanted the living water. Obviously, she didn't know what it all was about. But Jesus used that word picture to describe God in us. And he called it there, verse 14, if we have the living water, it'll be a well of water springing up. And maybe you've seen a well, some call it an Evidensbarn. You know, here we sometimes have these wells, they just run over, And because they're so full. They're running over. So he said, if we take the living water, we'll be like that. We'll have a well of water, and the living water, the water will be running over. So that's an interesting thing he's talking about. What does he all mean? Let's go to another part where he again talks about living water, just a few chapters further in John chapter 7. Verse 37, John 7, verse 37 and on. In the last day, the great day of the feast, Jesus stood and cried, or he called out, saying, if any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink. There it is again. Are you thirsty? come to the Lord to drink. He that believeth on me, as the scripture hath said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. Oh, this again kind of piques my interest. Out of our belly? Why does he say that? But this spake he of the Spirit, which they that believe on him should receive. For the Holy Ghost was not yet given, because that Jesus was not yet glorified. So there is the invitation. We come to the Lord to drink. And once we have drunk, once we've taken from that living water, we as well will have living water coming from us. We as well will become a well of water. What does it mean? Well, we see there in verse 39, it's the living water, the well, is the Holy Spirit in us. The Holy Spirit in us. But he says, out of his belly, that's an interesting picture. Or is it not interesting? It is interesting. In the Greek, belly, the Greek word is koilia, means hollow. Out of your hollow place will come living water. Do you have a hollow place inside of you? And I've heard someone, this many years ago, I've heard someone say that, you know, there's a hollow place, there's a hole here somewhere that only God can fill. It's a place that only he can fill. We can try to fill it with other things, and very often people fill it with pleasure. They look for some pleasure in this world to fill that void in their lives. And yet it doesn't satisfy. And people turn to addictions or different things, looking to fill that empty spot in their heart. But nothing fills it, because it's a spot that only God can fill. There's more verses I found that kind of go along with this line of thought here. I want to go to Exodus 17. Exodus 17. This is the story of Moses. He's leading the children of Israel through the wilderness. And if we can imagine a wilderness, it's a place where there's not much water. So they're thirsting. Here, Exodus 17, verse 3, and the people thirsted there for water. And the people murmured against Moses and said, wherefore is this that thou hast brought us up out of Egypt, to kill us and our children and our cattle with thirst? And Moses cries out to the Lord. And the Lord tells him to do something very interesting as well. Exodus 17, verse 5, and the Lord said to Moses, go on before the people and take with thee of the elders of Israel and thy rod, wherewith thou smotest the river, take in thine hand and go. Behold, I will stand before thee there upon the rock in Horeb, and thou shalt smite the rock, and there shall come water out of it, that the people may drink. And Moses did so in the sight of the elders of Israel. Now this was physical water. Moses struck the rock and water gushed out, enough to feed all those people. There were thousands, a few hundred thousand, I don't know the exact number, maybe a million. But water came out for the people. Water gushed out. In 1 Corinthians 10, Paul refers to that same story, that same account. 1 Corinthians 10. Paul gave a little bit of a summary. I'll read from verse 1. Moreover, brethren, I would not that you should be ignorant, how that our fathers were under the cloud and all passed through the sea, and were all baptized unto Moses in the cloud and in the sea, and did all eat the same spiritual meat, And did all drink the same spiritual drink, for they drank of that spiritual rock that followed them, and that rock was Christ. So Paul is connecting that, the rock that was struck, out of which water flowed, as a picture of Christ. He is that spiritual rock, the rock that was struck, referring to his suffering and his death, and out of which comes water, the living water. And that I see as the answer to my question out of 1 Peter. Back to 1 Peter 2, verse 4, where he said, "To whom coming as unto a living stone?" The living stone, the living rock is Christ. And out of the living stone comes living water, which is the Holy Spirit. And as we drink, as we come in faith to the Lord, we commit our lives to Him, we repent, we trust in Him as our Savior, He gives us His Holy Spirit, the living water inside of us. But remember what He said, that it'll be in us a well of water, meaning that we also will have living water to share with others. How are we doing? I had some discussion before the service when we say, "How are you?" And we say, "Good." Are we really good? How are we doing? Really? How are we on the inside? I met someone at Tim Hortons. This is earlier this year. Was visiting with someone else there, and along came a man walking up to us, and I didn't know him, but he started talking to my friend I was with, and my friend mentioned, "Oh, that I was a minister." Oh, then he had a question for me. He said, "You know, I'm a Christian." And he said, "In Plotich, and you cannot Plotich. I'm a Christian. How come my life is difficult? You know, if we become Christians, shouldn't we automatically have smooth sailing and everything should be good? How come it isn't?" That was his question to me. What would you answer? How would you answer that question? And I don't remember what I all said then, but I'm sure I talked about how we have an enemy who works against us. You know, Satan, his forces, they work against us. And they don't want us to have joy. The enemy doesn't want us to have joy. And remember verse 10, John 10, verse 10, "The thief cometh not but for to steal and to kill and to destroy." One thing he wants is to steal our joy, take away our peace. And he'll tempt us so that we sin, and then we feel guilty for what we have done. And we repent of that, and then he'll remind us. He'll try to shame us. "Oh, Peter, look what you did back then. Oh." And he'll shame us, even if we've repented of our sins. And it seemed like one thing after another. And it can be difficult. How do we live a victorious life? And then if we're feeling so down, we don't feel like we have much to offer anyone else. We feel more like a dry well, right? A well that's run dry. We don't feel like a evidence barn. And what do we do? We need to continue, like I said earlier, like in verse 2 here, "As newborn babes, desire the sincere milk of the word, that you may grow thereby." Are we spending enough time in God's word? Now, it's one thing just to read, but are we also thinking about it? Are we praying? You know, "God, what do you have to teach me through this?" It is very important. I know maybe you haven't, maybe that wasn't stressed to you growing up, that we should regularly read the Bible, but it is very important. That is part of our growth, prayer and scripture and and going to other people, sharing our problems. You know, usually we don't like to just open up right away, right? Isn't that why we say when someone says, "How are you?" we say, "Good." Well, we don't want to say how we really are, right? That'd be a long story, perhaps. But hopefully we have at least one close friend where we can open up more to, more with. Because we need that. We need to be able to share what's on our heart so that we can have more peace, have more joy. And there's more things that are important. Some more disciplines, fasting. The Bible often talks about fasting. And I don't know if we've ever really been stressed as a church that we fast together. I know some other congregations do, where they set aside a certain time for fasting. But even individually, if we have certain fasts that we do, that is helpful in seeking God's leading, God's will, and growing closer to Him. What else? You know, one thing is I realize from my morning devotional time, you know what often was a problem? I wake up in the morning and, oh, I press the snooze button on the alarm clock because I was still sleepy. And then I sleep another 9 minutes, it's 9 minutes, and then press the snooze again. So what do I need to do? I need to get to bed early enough so that I'm more awake in the morning so I have time to read God's Word. So rest is another important thing. You know, in our busy society, sleep and rest is often neglected. But it's actually an important part. It can contribute to our faith that we have time, more time for God's Word in the morning or evening. And we get enough rest. Even things like exercise and diet can be important in our health, and it can add to our spiritual health. Because very often food, I know for me at least, I like dessert, and maybe you do too, and sometimes I take too much. And it can be something that, it can become a comfort food. If I'm feeling down or something, oh, I'll just go eat something or go drink something. And that often can lead to addictions, for example, alcohol use. Or not feeling well on the inside and, oh, I'll have a little drink. But the thing is, that doesn't solve the problem. It just makes you feel good for a little while, I understand. And another discipline we read in... How much time do I have? A few more minutes. At the beginning, in Hebrews 10, remember, I shared verse 25. Not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together. It is important to regularly be in church. To regularly be in church. And we don't come to church just to see what we can get out of it. Or is it? What if it isn't our favorite whatever? Do we still come? You know, we can't just focus on the minister who happens to be here. You know, we need to come to church also. What can we give? How can we encourage somebody else? Maybe someone who's sitting beside you, or on the pew behind you, or in front of you. When you come to church, let's not just come just to see what we can get out of church, but also what we can contribute to someone else. Or maybe we can contribute in serving in some way. And there's many opportunities for service in church. So let's come to church regularly and also come to serve. I'm going to go back here in 1 Peter 2. We're now up to verse 5. Verse 4 talked about Jesus, the living stone. Verse 5, ye also as lively stones or living stones are built up a spiritual house and holy priesthood to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God by Jesus Christ. So the Apostle Peter is saying we also are living stones. And I talked about part of that, that we have the living water to share with others. We are the spiritual house. And we talk about the church, it's the building. But really the church in Scripture refers to the body of Christ. It refers to the believers. And are we a house? Are we a unit? Because each of us is like this building block on the church building. Each one is a stone, according to this. A living stone in the spiritual house. And there is much work for us, as we talked a little bit, or kind of touched on in the Stefia beforehand. There's many people to visit. You know, we look on the bulletin, and there's many on the prayer request list, many people we could visit. And that is very important, especially if we look in the world around us. I was at an informational meeting a while ago about MAID, medical assistance in dying, how the country promotes that. You know, someone is just ill and not getting better, or very often it's people that are just feeling discouraged and hopeless. They'll apply for a MAID. MAID is assisted suicide. They give you an injection or whatever they do, and then you fall asleep, you die. And according to statistics from when it came in, something like 2016 till 2022, there were over 10,000 people in Canada had already been put to death, had been given MAID. And in the presentation, you know one thing they say, how we can work against it? We can work against MAID by being there for people that feel hopeless and alone, that we go encourage them. That is very important. And so often I found that in visiting someone that I myself also feel encouraged. You know, we live in a society where we so much do our own thing. You know, most of us probably have our own cell phone, and it's so easy just to spend a long time just in our own world. And yet, we need to reach out. There are people waiting that need encouragement. And I'd encourage you to be the encouragers. Be the encouragers. I think we'll leave it there for today. I'd like to thank you for being here and just want to wish you God's blessing and leading. And let's close with a word of prayer. Let's pray. We thank you, Lord, for this time we can be in church and God's house to worship you and to be an encouragement one with another. And I pray that you might help us to have the living water, that you might fill us again with the living water so that we can share it with others. And I pray, Lord, those times when we feel like a dry well, that, yeah, help us, Lord, to deal with whatever struggles there may be and perhaps share it with someone else, and help us to be in your word so that we grow stronger through that. And Lord, we think about the many people that are struggling. We pray for Margarita Friesen in Paraguay. Lord, you know her situation and how family is wondering, you know, when can she go home? And we're praying that you might call her soon, but we leave that in your hands and you may give comfort with the family and leading. And guide us as well, Lord, in reaching out around us. We pray for our church that you continue to guide us. We pray for our country as an election is coming up in the province. Lord, that you might lead that you might stir hearts to choose wisely, choose the one you have chosen. So guide us, Lord. And I pray, Lord, as someone is listening that has never made the decision to follow you, that you might just stir their hearts to come to you even now, saying, Lord, I repent of my sins, ask your forgiveness, and I commit myself to you, Lord. And Lord, you might just take those persons and Fill them with your Spirit. Guide us, Lord. Guide us, Lord. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. At this time, again, we'd like to go to the Lord in prayer. So for those that are able, let's kneel for prayer. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Amen.
Again, take the blue book and turn to number 64, Springs of Living Water. Number 64.
I thirsted in the barren land of sin and shame, and nothing satisfying there I found. But to the blessed cross comes right one day I came, where springs of living water did abound. Drinking at the springs of living waters, happy now I am, my soul is satisfied. Drinking at the springs of living waters, oh, wonderful and bountiful supply. How sweet the living water from the hills of God. It makes me glad and happy all the way. Now glory, grace, and blessing on the path I've trod. I'm shouting hallelujah every day. Drinking at the springs of living waters. Happy now I am, my soul is satisfied. Drinking at the springs of living water, oh, wonderful and bountiful supply. Oh, sinner, won't you come today to Calvary, a fountain free and flowing deep and wide. The Savior now invites you to the water free, where thirsting spirits can be satisfied. Drinking at the springs of living water, happy now I am, my soul is satisfied. Drinking at the springs of living water, oh, wonderful and bountiful supply.
Good morning. There is a young adult retreat being planned for October 27th to the 29th, the Valley View Bible Camp by McGregor. And if anyone is interested in that, there's some sign-up sheets in the foyer, and there's more information on there as well. And also today is our fellowship meal after the second service, so you are all invited to come back and join us for a time of fellowship. Thank you.
Thanks, Brother Jake. And thank you for a very fitting closing song there. I'd like to thank each one for coming to church this morning and just wish you God's blessing as we go. And I'll close with a benediction out of Numbers 6. Der Herr segne dich und behüte dich. Der Herr lasse sein Angesicht leuchten über dir und sei dir gnädig. Der Herr hebe sein Angesicht über dir und gebe dir Frieden. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Amen. And so go in peace with the Lord.